good morning and welcome to Wednesday morning, and not just any Wednesday. It is May the 7th, which is the day that the conclave starts. So we're now officially on the watch for white smoke to come out of the chimney, and that signals, of course, a new pope has been chosen. Also, rider training camp, at least rookie camp, starts today in Saskatoon. So we're following that. And boy, we're following this story too out of Saskatoon, a fairly significant fire at a business, WD Plastics, in the north end there on 56th Street East. It's a bad fire. Family owned business. They do manufacturing and fabricating of plastics. No injuries reported, but tragically the building is definitely suffering some damage as a result. Fire crews still on scene, and our newsroom continues to follow this along as well. Well, we have got a full show for you today. We didn't get a chance, really, to hear from you after the Carney-Trump meeting. We carried that live here on the radio station, and I'm really curious to know what you think. I didn't think it was bad at all. I think there was some positive things. There was a couple of maybe missed opportunities, but we'll rehash that coming up. We're going to open up the phone lines just after 9 o'clock. Also on the show today, Brian Zinchuk from PipelineOnline.ca, his monthly check-in. How did things go with that Métis hunting rights trial? Remember, we checked in with them a couple of weeks ago. It was a two-week-long trial. It actually wrapped up on Friday. It isn't finished yet. In fact, it sounds like we've got another almost year-long adjournment. We'll talk with the lead counsel in that case. It is Mental Health Week this week, so every day we're featuring different leaders in the province or in the country that are making a difference. We'll talk with a Saskatchewan leader who works with military veterans, emergency service personnel. Big fundraising comedy night coming up this weekend. And, of course, Wednesday, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. So, a full show. Let's get going with today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
Well, as I mentioned yesterday, we carried the coverage live here on the station, the meeting between Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House in the Oval Office. It seemed fairly cordial, generally positive interaction. Did it move the needle, though? Are we a step closer to getting rid of the tariffs? Is it going to help with the renegotiation of CUSMA? Those are all the things that I guess we have to figure out from here on in. We are, as I mentioned, opening up phone lines to hear your thoughts coming up after 9. But I wanted to bring back Kelly Malone. Remember, we chatted first thing yesterday morning with Kelly, Washington correspondent for the Canadian Press, and was literally getting rushed into the White House scene there, getting ready for that big meeting yesterday as we chatted. Today, a little more relaxed, Kelly joins us by phone. Kelly, thanks for giving us some time again this morning.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad I'm not getting pushed around today.
Yes,
while we talk.
I know. As we were chatting yesterday, you mentioned to me you were getting pushed into a van and getting moved over to a different part close to the White House there. But just give me your thoughts. So what was it like being there in the lead up to that meeting yesterday?
Well, I think in the lead up, you know, obviously there was a huge, I was joking that it was a gaggle of Canadian reporters, which isn't necessarily what I experienced here in Washington. There was a lot of anticipation. Really, I think everyone just wanted to know what Canadians at home were also watching for is, how's this going to go? Is this going to be cordial? Will Donald Trump bring up the 51st state? Will it take a turn like Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky? Those were all things that people were talking about. And I talked to quite a few people in advance, including people in government, that were just, you know, kind of being like, we just got to get through it. Have it kind of be even toned, make a few points, but not really try and rattle anything. And I think what you saw on camera, for people watching it, that is kind of what they achieved.
So let's talk about that, Kelly. We got a sense that it was fairly friendly. There was a little bit of pushback. I think someone did the math on the time in the 32 minutes that we played here on the radio station, 29 of it was spoken by Donald Trump and 3 of it by Mark Carney. So Mark Carney didn't get a lot of time to speak, but what was the general feeling in the sense of the reporters and the people that you were with inside that press conference?
Well, in the room, it was really interesting. Obviously, on one side, you have Trump's team. On the other side, you have Carney's team, including ministers. And they are just sitting across from each other as the two leaders sit in these chairs at the front. There's just a ton of reporters surrounding along the outskirts of the Oval Office. It was really friendly at the start, obviously, with Carney complimenting Trump and Trump complimenting Carney. And I think one of the big takeaways that almost shook me was Trump comparing Carney's election win to his own. Mm. And I think most political observers might not agree with that, but Trump putting Carney in the same kind of category is an interesting sign. One of the other big takeaways was really the mirroring each other's body language. I don't think I'm a body language expert, but you saw that it wasn't really that tense. There was a couple moments with tension, but, you know, they were looking at each other. When Carney showed up at the White House, they both did like kind of a fist to the air in the same kind of capacity. There was a little bit of tension, I think, in the one part where Carney did push back a little, not the original comments he made pushing against 51st state when he said there are some things you can't buy. Trump looked and agreed and nodded to him. Mm-hmm. But later on, when he was pushing back more on Trump's claims about subsidizing Canada, saying Canada, in fact, is the largest customer of the United States, I was looking over at some members of Trump's team because this was getting to, you know, the 30-minute mark, and Vice President J.D. Vance's face took a little shift, and I was, my brain was going back to Zelensky, mm-hmm. and I was like, where are we going? But, you know, Trump followed it up, saying nice things, and it kind of ended at a point where people that I've spoken to said it was a reset.
Right. Kelly Malone is my guest, Washington correspondent for the Canadian Press. So, yeah, I mean, you can now go online and see different reporters and political commentators commenting on everything about the color of the suits they were wearing, to their body language, to when they smiled, when they didn't, when they shrugged, when they didn't, all of that analysis. But we also know there would have been a lot of that was scripted or at least pre-planned. I'm guessing a lot of methodical work goes into that. Then they go behind closed doors. The cameras are gone. The mics are gone. Do you have any sense, Kelly, of what that was like and maybe even what was discussed in that part of the meeting?
So unlike the Oval where, you know, I was in the room and exactly as you mentioned, there's no way Carney wasn't briefed, you know, over and over about how to navigate certain things that Trump would inevitably say. While I was in that room, when they went behind closed doors for a working luncheon, press aren't allowed in, so they are able to talk more freely. And a senior government source that I spoke with afterwards, who was in the room, told me that it was very, very different from the relationship with former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trump was genuinely curious about Carney's opinion on a range of things. They talked a lot about foreign policy, Trump asking his opinion on China, Iran, Russia, Ukraine, and Carney asked Trump about, you know, how it's been like talking with different world leaders. Mm-hmm. Certainly they did talk about fentanyl and a few of the things that Canada came in trying to make a point, but it didn't seem like it was animosity. This source told me that it was really a productive conversation. Trump did obviously mention 51st state again, but Carney just responded like, that's a non-starter, it's not happening, and the conversation moved on, and it wasn't dwelled on. Mm-hmm. So my source says it was very good. They were two leaders who got along. Trump seemed genuinely interested in what Carney had to say about a wide range of issues. And, you know, it was just kind of absolutely different worlds from when it was with Trudeau.
Kelly Malone, my guest, Washington correspondent for the Canadian Press. The whole 51st state thing, which, by the way, in the Oval Office wasn't brought up by Trump, but was actually brought up by a reporter. But I can't help but wonder if that's a testing of the water in the conversations that he's having with Mark Carney. Is this his way to find out, how is this guy going to react if I poke him a little bit, if I push him? Carney afterwards in the media scrum that he did said that he asked the president not to use that anymore, not to refer to Canada as the 51st state anymore. Any sense as to whether this is going to continue from Trump?
Well, I think Carney actually put it pretty bluntly afterwards. It's the president, you know, he's going to do what he wants to do. The tone shifted between the relations, but, you know, Trump was asked later at a press conference he was doing for FIFA about you didn't call Carney governor. You changed your language about talking about Canada, more saying that it would be a great marriage and it takes two to tango, which is very different than how he'd previously been talking about this. And Trump said that he had a really good time calling Trudeau governor. He liked doing it. So you can't guarantee he'll stop.
Yep.
I think that he treats Carney with maybe a bit more respect. I certainly can't put myself in the president's mind, but I think watching him, it looks like he enjoys prodding Canada. I will say it's completely unpopular with the American public. All the polling here shows that Americans don't particularly like it. At the same time, I often introduce myself at a place being like, I'm Kelly Malone with the Canadian Press, and they'll say, oh, the 51st State Press. So, you know, it is a joke that Trump enjoys and some people around Trump enjoys. So I don't know if anything will stop it.
Right. So what do you think this has set the stage for? We obviously, there was no major breakthroughs yesterday. We're not seeing the tariffs dropped this morning. Does this set sail in a better direction for a relationship between the two?
One of my takeaways was that Trump said, as you were talking about Kuzma, that's what Canada's focused on. Trump said it was a good deal. It previously was a good deal. He says it served its purpose. And for him, its purpose was getting rid of NAFTA. But he kind of talked about the 2026 review in a capacity of we might not continue it. We might not continue this. I know members around his team have expressed to Canadian officials that they do still see a lot of value in Kuzma. But Trump himself didn't indicate that yesterday. So I think where it is that the special country status that Canada's kind of gotten used to, mm-hmm. Trump is indicating that that's probably over. And I think that that's what has been spoken about publicly quite a bit on the Canadian side as well. I don't think it means that there will be no trade agreement. But now the conversation is, okay, well, what does this agreement look like? And Carney even himself mentioned that Canada wants it changed because they want to get rid of the part of the agreement that Trump is using to hit Canada with a bunch of tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it means these talks can start, but I don't think we really have any idea about where they'll go.
It's a long road ahead yet. Kelly, always appreciate you stopping by. Thanks so much for your time today.
Great to talk with you always.
Kelly Malone, Washington correspondent with the Canadian Press. She was in the Oval Office yesterday as the conversation happened between President Donald Trump and Mark Carney. We played that live here. You no doubt have had not only a chance to listen to it, but hear some of the reactions to it. And the reactions are all over the board. Some are saying, applauding, saying it was great. Others saying it was absolutely terrible and Mark Carney got all walked all over. And then there's a group of people in the middle that say, you know what, it wasn't terrible. There was a couple of maybe missed opportunities. Where are you on this? That's where we're going to go with open lines. Phone lines will open after 9, 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Around the clouds.
You know, we'll have guests on the show promoting an event coming up, and then people will say, well, how did that go? Don't forget, on Friday, we talked with Joel Erb. Remember, Joel is the Melford area construction worker who was doing the pull-up challenge. He wanted to do more than 10,001 pull-ups in a 24-hour period. People are saying, I've seen two or three texts now, what happened to Joel? What happened? Sadly, we didn't make it. Joel said, well, first of all, it was a hot day on the weekend. You remember how scorching hot it was, which couldn't have helped him. But we reached out to him and he said, I got to tell you, at about hour 10, my body and my arms kind of blew up on me. So he did thousands of pull-ups, but he didn't break the 10,001 world record. So he's, little A535, no doubt bags of ice, getting his sore muscles nursed back to health. And I hope he takes another swipe at it. I think it's a cool thing. And I wanted to give you the update on what happened with Joel. All right, open phones coming up just after 9 o'clock. And really what I'm wanting to know is your thoughts on the meeting between Carney and Trump. Did Mark Carney do a good job? Did he find the perfect balance? Or did he miss an opportunity to say something that you would have liked to have heard? 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines officially open. 1 hour of open phones, open texts coming up just after 9 here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.